some of that's interesting in ice and travel. Panama is, of course, fascinating because it's so dangerous. There's so many, what appears to me to be sort of spring activity or whatever it is. You scientists can fill me in on what's going on. But on both sections of the main river and certainly in the side slough, some of which can be fairly substantial, both in size and length, you have what appears to be spring activity. Some of them are manifested from freeze-up throughout the winter, and some of them, like here, my favorite spot, San Charlie Slough, it freezes over in a solid sheet when it's supposed to by a little after Thanksgiving or so.
Is that Cross Valley there? We're looking north in this picture?
Yeah, we're looking sort of northwest.
Talking about those percolation through the bar, part of the rock.
Yeah, actually here, Sam Charlie comes out with a nose going over to the table here and around, and it's a portrait from here onto...
Is it important in terms of...
Well, I don't know. Maybe it is important. I don't know.
Why don't you draw it?
Okay.
I think this is really interesting. In that one thing, the whole Tanana wetlands are a groundwater upwelling area. It's a place where groundwater is coming upwards. We also know that the Tanana River goes through recession, you know, starting as soon as the glaciers start freezing up. If the groundwater flux is going to stay fairly constant, or if the river flow is cutting off, then you could start getting more warmer water in, so then you could get more holes appearing later in the winter. I was just kind of surprised to hear that, but that makes sense when you think about it.
Right. Because a lot of it freezes up upstream, the more this is going to happen.
You'd see the main channel of the Tanana River be frozen over good, or there'd be jumbled ice, but you get back in those sloughs like he was talking about, and you run into that problem right there on sloughs, both on the south side, and especially on Sam Charlie, because I know exactly what he's talking about. It's easy to go through there, it's just solid, and then you go later on, pockmark holes all over the place, and you can go on, and it just drops right off.
Nature.